Shut up and sit down. You're listening to the Cheaters Never Pin podcast, a proud part of the Section 328 family. Follow us on Twitter at CheatersNVRPin. Now, live from ringside, it's Mr. Workrate and JC. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Cheaters Never Pin podcast. We're so glad you're here this evening on the greatest week of the year.
It's the granddaddy of all it is, weeks.
It is. It's the showcase of immortal weeks.
It's the thrill ride of weeks.
There's no slogan this year. It's kind of nice.
It's choose your own slogan.
Choose your own WrestleMania. Well, welcome. I'm JC. Next to me here at the commentary table is my good buddy, Mr. Workrate. Tom?
Good to be here. I missed you, man.
Missed you too, buddy. But life is life is normal again, so we should be back on. It may not be every Wednesday, but we should be filling your ear holes with our dulcet tones once a week from here on out.
Did you use the finger quotes when you said normal?
Well, I mean, I do retail for a living. Nothing is normal.
No.
So at least until November, you folks have me yelling into your head.
And you're doing, like, retail startup-like retail.
Yeah,
so that's just madness of its own.
The weird startup life I never thought I would live, because that's not a thing in retail. Guess what? It is. So, it's fun. It's stressful. I have to send reports at like midnight every night. So, welcome to my new life. But I love it, dude.
I will warn everyone right off the bat that I am powered tonight by the generic equivalent of Claritin D, which I had to beg somebody over the counter for, because you're not allowed to just buy that in the store. You have to take it to the pharmacy counter.
Right.
Like, it was Toys R Us in the 80s and you wanted to buy a Nintendo cartridge.
I say, well, Tom, we don't need you making meth. This is North Carolina.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So that'll be the next Patreon edition of the show, is Tom and I are going to cook meth live. And we'll teach you how.
Your Patreon dollars at work.
On Cheaters Never Tweak. your Patreon dollars are paying for our Sudafed. Oh boy, well, welcome back. We're glad to be here, and boy, it's here. It's WrestleMania week.
It is what this has all been building up to for the past year,
right? So I wasn't, I guess, before I until. Today, I wasn't feeling it, man. I wasn't feeling, like, the hype and the excitement of it. Granted, I haven't had a lot of time to let it kind of hit me that it's WrestleMania week. But until today, like, I woke up and I was like, hell yeah, WrestleMania's on Sunday. And hell yeah, all the, like, there's nothing but wrestling in my life starting Thursday.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's not even just WrestleMania. WrestleMania weekend has turned into a huge, huge wrestling weekend.
Yeah.
Not just like WWE events, of which there are plenty. Not even necessarily WWE and NXT, but like, there's like, Evolve is doing a show, and they've got a couple of these kind of tournaments going on, and yeah, I mean, which you can, I'm sure, go into more detail than I can, because you actually keep up with this crap.
Oh yes, I have a list pulled up to go through later.
Okay. But yeah, it's, I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, and generally if you're going down for WrestleMania, you're not going down, you know, Sunday morning, gonna go to the card and then leave Monday morning. It's, you're going down there for a full experience, and it's like a giant convention and gathering of marks, I guess.
Who all think they're not marks, but they are. No. because you went to New Orleans for WrestleMania, and it's fine. It's WrestleMania week. Embrace it.
If you're spending thousands of dollars that you normally wouldn't have to watch wrestling, you're a mark, and it's okay.
If you're flying to Chicago to go see All In September, you are a mark.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
Embrace it. Have fun with it. Like, this is the best time of year to be a wrestling fan.
It is. I mean, and
the sports news cycle is two things this weekend. It is the Masters, and it is WrestleMania.
Oh, right. The golf thing.
Right. Yeah. Par 3. You didn't watch any of the par 3 today?
I saw some dude, like, dislocated his ankle.
Yeah. Couple of good and skips on the 16th, on the pond on the 16th today. That was nice.
I think Jack Nicklaus's grandson had a hole-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
I like the par 3. It's always fun to watch. Cheaters never wedge.
Cheaters never slice.
Cheaters never bogey. There we go.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. If you play golf, you cheat.
This is why I don't play golf. My dad's been trying to convince me to go play with him, and I'm like, Dad, when I play PGA Tour on my Xbox, I get through two holes, and I want to throw the controller through the television. Okay, golf is not a sport. It would lower my stress level.
What's bizarre is two sports that I actively participated in and actually received varsity letters in high school are golf and bowling.
Nice.
So these are two sports that I was actually pretty decent at the high school level and did regularly. And they're probably the two sports most associated with consuming alcohol while participating in.
It's appropriate.
And the ironic thing is now that I'm actually of legal age, I don't do either of those things anymore. So now when I can truly enjoy them,
you just don't want to.
I never do them anymore.
Tom, let's go bowling soon.
We should.
I love bowling.
You'll enjoy it.
You know what I love more than bowling?
What's that, Jason?
This WrestleMania New Orleans card.
Oh, I thought you were setting up an Amazon promo.
Nope.
Nope,
it's too early.
It's not a literal card. It's the actual order of matches.
Match card, yes. No, okay. It's too early in the show for an ad read. You have to let the people get really comfortable, and then that way when you slide it on in there, they don't even realize it, and it's perfect.
But you know, you had that opening, and that opening just raised the flag to me that anyway, just never mind.
I I'm not sliding my ad read in any opening. Okay.
Whenever I say, what's that, JC? I assume there's an ad read coming.
I knew that's where you were going. I was like, oh, Tom, thanks, I'm starting. I'm doing a plug. Oh, this is what happens when we don't record for like a month.
No, it's what happens when we've recorded for a year. I'm trained now.
It's Pavlovian.
Like, this isn't Mike and Derek. We're not next to each other and can give each other, like, imaginary signals.
True.
I'm just listening to you, and I'm listening for verbal cues. And that's my verbal cue that I actually understand.
Yeah. A video version of this podcast would be the most boring thing on the planet.
It would just be me eating Uncrustables and...
Me eating this delicious lemon pie my mother made for Easter. Straight out of the pie tin with a spoon, because I'm freaking classy, bro.
Son of that. Poontang pie.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, The Rock will show up at WrestleMania this year. He's not going to compete, obviously, but he'll be there.
No, he'll rock bottom someone.
Elias. He'll bring his guitar. They'll sing against each other. Mark it down. Anyway, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I guess we just run through the card, eh?
Okay, eh?
Sorry, I forgot where I was from. First up on the pre-show, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Let's see who's announced, because I can't even remember. Here we go. The Revival, Baron Corbin, Mojo, Ty Dillinger, Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, The Fashion Police, Goldust, Slater and Rhino, Zack Ryder, and Primo Colon, who we all remembered still existed in that 8-man tag on Tuesday night.
Well, one of them kept getting hurt. I guess Epico is the one who's hurt now.
Yeah. I'm just really sad. Sorry, I have a pie in my mouth. I thought you were going to talk longer.
Okay, I'll continue to talk more. So we've got like probably half of the people that are going to be in the armbar announced.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have other people that come out of nowhere, just either whether they'd be random WWE guys or they'll throw out the NXT guy mm-hmm. that just kind of burns through like half the competition, like Killian Dane did last year, which was, again, completely out of nowhere. Killian Dane comes in, cleans house, looks like he almost might win the thing, does not, which, you know, so be it, then goes back to NXT and is never seen in the WWE ring again, which is fine.
Yeah.
I like that more. It's not necessarily a call-up. It's just throwing somebody out there because, I mean, hell, I'm, again, watching something in the background. It's WrestleMania 4 in my background. And they started WrestleMania 4 with a 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal, which is,
mm-hmm.
you know, a thing.
Yeah. We got to get everybody on the card, get everybody their payday. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah. And Bad News Brown just won it. And I love Bad News Brown. But and actually started Bret Hart's face run here by being the last two people left in the match. And they both teamed up against Junkyard Dog, threw him out. And I don't know, I guess they assumed they were going to share the big giant trophy that they got. So,
yeah.
Bad News turned on Bret, gave him a ghetto blaster. Not a literal music device, but the Enziguri kick. Threw him over the top rope, celebrated for a minute. Before Bret got pissed off, proceeded to attack Bad News and then take this giant, like, 7-foot bowling trophy and beat the hell out of it, which Bruce Pritchard on his podcast said cost about $8. So, and judging by the way it was broken, yeah, it's probably an accurate price.
Yeah.
But anyway, in this battle royal, you had, you know, name people in there who just, they didn't have a place in the card,
mm-hmm.
and you had other people that had no right being on a WrestleMania card in the first place, but were there anyway. Hi, Sam Houston. But, I mean, but that's what you're going to have. Instead of having scrubs necessarily, you throw in some fun people, you throw in people that you don't have a spot for, like, say, a Matt Hardy.
Yep.
There's nothing for Matt Hardy to do right now. He, you know, without more vignettes, I guess. So you throw him out there. You want to put the Fashion Police on the card somewhere, but they're not doing anything. So armbar's perfect for them. It's your island of misfit toys, basically.
Yep, you'll definitely see some of the NXT talent. You'll definitely see some of the 205 Live guys. There's a lot of them because there's only one cruiserweight match on the card. So, I mean, they'll fill it out. Now as to who's going to win, the hell if I know. Not that it matters, but...
No, they did a good job 2 years ago with Corbin.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Corbin actually did something with it, and, you know, it enabled him to roll off of that, but when Mojo won it last year, there was thought, oh, he might do something with it, and no.
The only reason Mojo won it was so they could get Gronk on the show.
Period. Yeah.
So, we'll see whose celebrity friend shows up. And they'll win.
Well, this is New Orleans, so...
Kid Rock wins the armbar.
And is attacked from behind by Fred Durst. That's going to happen 2 days earlier at the Hall of Fame induction.
Yo, I'd pop for that match. I'd buy tickets.
Two
of my all-time favorite artists...
And then they'd form an alliance to battle the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh my god, yes. Yes! Give it to me. I love that. You're not into this as I am. I'm real into this.
No, I'm not.
The WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, presented by the Ovary Trophy.
complete with dangling tassels.
So here's who's in that so far. Oh, look, it's everybody. Sasha, Becky, Liv, Naomi, Natalia, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Bailey, Lana, Mandy, Sonya, Mickey, and Carmella.
All the things I said before just now, just repeat them and say woman occasionally.
Yep, exactly. But whoever wins gets an ovary.
I mean, honestly, it's great that they're having the match because, again, you're putting every woman pretty much in the company and giving them a cut of the WrestleMania card.
Yeah, but they're acting like they haven't done this before, and they have, which annoys me. Because there were the Diva Battle Royals at Mania. And yes, I realize it's not the women's division doing a Battle Royal match. It's the Diva division, but I mean, it's the same thing.
I mean, I guess, but they weren't that big either. There was only usually like 10 or so people in those.
Yeah.
This is the actual Battle Royal.
Right. Yeah, and they've already said some of the NXT women will be in it and everything, so.
All right. Maybe we'll get a surprise there.
Yeah, it's possible. Finally on the pre-show, the tournament finals for the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. Why is this match on the pre-show?
Because otherwise it's going to outshine half the card. And by half, I mean most.
Oh. I mean, it's going to be a really good match. It's going to be so good. And it's been built so well. 205 Live has been on fire since this tournament started. If you haven't watched Buddy Murphy and Kalisto from last night, do it.
I was going to say, who would have thought Buddy Murphy?
That was a 4.5-star match last night. Easy. It was so good.
And see, you can have a great match without Will Ospreay breaking his head. Yeah. Have you seen that match?
Oh, yes, I have. I saw it. Yeah. Well, the same could be said about, what was it, at Strong Style Evolved? Last weekend, the was it Adam Page trying to kill himself 6 times?
Ugh. I don't know.
You can work safe and work smart and not kill yourself. I love you, Will Ospreay. Please don't die.
I just saw stills from, because I was getting around to watching it, and then I saw like a still of him, and I guess he tweeted it, like, busted wide open. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? And then I realized it was on that spot.
Yeah. Stupid. Just stupid shit.
Like, I thought, oh, it's part of the fighting spirit. And it's funny because that card had 2 major gushers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had Ospreay breaking his head open.
Yep.
And then you had Cody, no last name, take a shot above the eye, which is like the worst place you can get a cut, right on that eyebrow.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the boxer cut. It's where everybody gets like cut in boxing and causes you to like pretty much gush blood everywhere.
Right.
To which, you know, highly recognized talent like Disco Inferno disapproves of. Did you see that?
No, I don't look at anything he tweets, Tom. I have respect for myself.
Okay, so give me a little background as background noise as I look for this tweet.
Okay. I'll give you my prediction for this match. It's solely based on the way they're kind of building it up in promos. I want Cedric Alexander to win because my North Carolina bias wants to kick in and wants Charlotte Boy to do good. But I'm really pretty sure Mustafa Ali is going to walk away with the big purple strap. But it'll be a good match. It has potential to be one of the top 3 matches of the night. It should be one of the top 3 matches of the night.
I think what I'm most excited about in that match is the fact that I want both of them to win. I'm not going into that match going, man, I hope this guy wins. I don't want the other one to win. It's like, I'd be happy with either outcome. So that way, I just want a good match. And these two guys can deliver that.
I want Cedric to win. If Ali wins, I'm not upset in any way, shape, or form. How's that tweet search going, Tom?
Where the hell is it? All right, maybe I'll search for it this way. So what's the next match on the card?
I'm just going to randomly pick them in the order I care about them. How about that? So let's start with match I care least about. The United States Championship Fatal 4-Way Match. Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev versus the champion, Randall Orton. Boy, Jinder's going to win.
No. Let's give it to Rusev here.
I will. See, that's the reason he's not going to win. One, because he got over on his own, and we know how Vince feels about that. Considering, what was it, PW Insider reported today that Rusev apparently, okay, this is, you know, rumor and speculation, that Rusev asked for his release several weeks ago, and his placement in this match was the result of that, so he would not leave. Which I'm like, okay, you're Rusev, why do you leave?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I know he'd be a top guy in any other promotion in the world, don't get me wrong. But, make you money, son.
Yeah. He's content, he's working with his wife. Yeah. They're both making bank. He might be frustrated, but at the same time, he's selling merch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how much he actually gets a cut of that, but...
I mean, the Rusev Day shirt has been tops on WWEshop.com off and on, and they couldn't keep the Rusev Day calendar in stock. It was selling out so fast.
Yeah, that's... I don't think that he was saying, oh, I'm out the door.
Right.
He's not going to pull a Cody at this point. It's...
No. And he's the only superstar with a custom mic flag, folks. Like, they care about him.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I still think he could, but...
All right.
That's what I want to happen. So.
I mean, that's what I mean... The ironic part would be that it actually would happen on Rusev Day.
Yeah, that'd be poetic justice, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it'd be crazy. It'd be crazy. What a crazy coincidence that would be.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to I pick Jinder to win. My brain tells me Jinder. My heart says Rusev.
That's the Kane fan in you. Just look for the worst possible outcome and assume it's going to happen.
That's the WWE fan in me, Tom.
Yeah, well... Yeah. I found the tweet.
There we go. Perfect timing.
Yeah. So somebody, some site had tweeted out a picture of Cody, a close up of his face, and you can see where the cut is under his eye, or over his eye, I should say. And Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilbretti, or whatever you want to call it. Former 1990s WCW Nitro opening act.
That's too much credit.
Tweets out, nobody knows how to, quote, work anymore. They would rather kill each other to get Dave Meltzer to put their match over. That is a problem that needs to be put front and center. Guys are going to keep getting hurt.
Okay, buddy.
Now, again, Disco Inferno. Comedy act from the 90s using an 80s gimmick about being from the 70s.
Right.
Cody Rhodes quote tweets it and says, stop. You know nothing. You have drawn $0. No fan has ever left a show thinking about you. You are lucky to be a juiced up double lifer over with the boys type in an era where you hid in plain sight, coasting on other success. Couldn't hang then, can't get booked now.
Damn.
Then afterwards, he said, I take no pride in ending that man's career with a single tweet. But this whole, they're doing it wrong. I know how to do it right. They're exposing the business. That logic itself is exposing the business. Don't let the bitter have a place in our world. Conversation is done.
Nice. Get him, Cody. The Raw Women's... Women's? The Raw... Jesus. The Raw Women's...
Wubba Wubba Wubba?
The Raw Women's... You could have said blubber, 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 because we're talking about Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. And no, I'm not making fun of her. That was the promo, in case you missed it on Monday,
I know.
Folks.
And...
Woof.
That bothers me for multiple reasons.
Right. And I get that's the storyline, is it's a, you know... That is the idea around the story, but still, Jesus.
I mean, it's bad enough to use that as part of the story. And again, I get the concept of the story of basically Nia going face in a anti-bully type thing. But to use the weight issue, especially when someone in this match had serious weight issues,
right,
and that damn near killed her, and is probably a much better role model for those that are bullied and dealing with weight issues. And it's not Nia. Not to criticize Nia in the slightest, Nia is a positive role model for being proud of, you know, how she looks and to be a plus size woman and to, you know, be successful in a area where generally plus size women are not seen as attractive or made into these monster type things. But yeah, Alexa's had weight issues of her own and dealt with bulimia, anorexia, bulimia, one of the two, if not both.
I can't remember which one specifically,
but has dealt with those and has come out in a, like in interviews with both outside places and WWE and gone into detail about this. So it's weird to see this play out. Just, and again, we all know, and WWE will say this left and right, you know, these are actors. These are not, you know, real life people doing this. These are people that are playing roles and they don't actually mean what they're saying and that type of thing. But it's just, it feels weird. It's weird. Yeah, that's the word for it. It's not, I wouldn't necessarily consider it wrong, because yeah, I agree that it is, I understand the story that you're trying to tell, and it's going to bother me when Nia doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just awkward and weird.
So you don't think Nia's winning, huh?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's
100%
it's possible.
I 100% agree for one reason that I heard pointed out today. Never once during this feud did Nia say she is going to be the champion.
And see, I could see it. A lot of times when you have things like this, you have, again, I just said, you know, how she got over, she's trying to get over this without being the monster. She is the monster in this match in that she's stronger and larger and is going to basically go into this match and throw Alexa around the ring. But she's going to beat her up, but she's not going to beat her.
Right.
So that's going to be the thing, whether it be a disqualification or, and like Mickey James runs in or something along those lines. So they're going to work it so that Nia seemingly gets her revenge, but it's more like one of those kind of 80s type finishes where the face gets the comeuppance and beats up the heel, but the heel still manages to escape with the title because you don't necessarily want that face with the title. The heel needs to keep it.
Yeah.
And Alexa needs to keep it.
Nia will get her time, for sure. And she deserves it, because she's been stellar lately. But this is not the time. Here we go. Next up, the Raw Tag Team Championships are on the line. As Cesaro and Sheamus take on Braun Strowman and blank?
And vacant.
Which leads to our first pin mail question of the night. Do the song.
I don't know if I can do it. Congested. Pin mail.
That's good to hear. From at Andrew Doss. Who's going to be Braun's partner?
Just cut right to the chase there.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's what we're discussing. So, I mean, that's the main talking point here. And it won't be Braun's Strowman, I'm sure.
I had no idea who that was until those glasses came off.
Corey Graves selling the hell out of that was the best part of the entire thing. Who is that? That's Braun Strowman. It was a thing of beauty. Oh, I don't know though. Like, I want to think Elias. I think this could be Elias's spot. It could be Kurt Hawkins. Who the hell knows?
I think that would be neat.
It would be funny.
I mean, Kurt's not announced for the armbar.
Nope. He is not. I have seen the rumors that, oh, this will be Rey Mysterio's spot. No, stop, please.
No. Not unless they have Rey basically just stand on the apron the entire time.
Yeah, well, because he's hurt now anyway.
That's what I'm saying. He would come out and just booyaka booyaka and...
and stand there.
Yeah. They wouldn't let him wrestle Liger. He's not going to wrestle... for be Braun Strowman's right. partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep seeing it in my own head. It's.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have. It's. They wouldn't bring back Ellsworth, would they? He's in town.
I mean, they could. But I don't think that's happening.
I don't think they...
This would also be a spot for Wyatt, by the way, who is not on the card.
Husky Harris?
This could be a spot for Husky Harris. So...
Who knows what'll happen now, though? Like a reincarnation.
Yeah.
Wyndham Rotunda could come out. IRS Junior.
Oh. I kind of like that. I'm down with that.
I kind of like that idea.
I like that.
He comes back. The dreads are just like slicked back.
Yes.
The beard is all like.
Neatly trimmed.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That would be. Everybody like, who is that?
It's the IRS suit, but it's like, for some reason, it looks like it's been. I don't know. It's soaking wet. And...
you gotta be wet, brother. So to answer your question, Andrew, I don't know, and I like that. I really, really like that. I don't know.
Batista.
Okay.
Savio Vega.
I was gonna say Hillbilly Jim. The Country Boys.
You don't go messing with the Country Boy.
No. A hologram of Dusty Rhodes.
Goldust.
Right? Yeah. We're literally just now naming everyone that's ever wrestled, aren't we? Kenny Omega.
Disco Inferno.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Bit over. Oh, man.
As usual, Disco Inferno came out and someone changed the channel. So.
Lol. Oh, man. All right. Who's walking away with the Raw Tag Team Championships? Braun and Blank or The Bar?
It's Braun. Braun's got to take that.
Yeah, for sure.
Just for the wackiness that will ensue.
Yep. The Usos defend the SmackDown Tag Team Championships against The New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers. How quickly will the Bludgeon Brothers murder everyone and win, Tom?
Frighteningly quickly.
Okay, cool. Glad we're on the same page.
Luke Harper will deliver a clothesline that will literally take someone's head off.
Kofi, if you're in the first five rows, it's like Gallagher. It's like if you go to a Gallagher show, they're bringing you tarps to cover yourself from Kofi's head flying out of the ring.
It's going to happen to Xavier, and Xavier's going to keep spitting like in like one of those like Saturday morning kung fu flicks. He's just going to keep spinning and not end.
But end over end, too. That's going to be the impressive part. A lot of core strength it takes to pull that off.
Oh, absolutely.
The Miz will defend the Intercontinental Championship against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Who is taking this belt off The Miz? I could see Finn winning it. I could see Seth winning it. I could see The Miz retaining.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. A lot of this card is that way.
And I think when you put a triple threat in like that, where you've got two really good challengers that you don't know whether it's going to be Seth or it's going to be Finn, then The Miz retains.
Yeah.
Because the two of them are going to start fighting and it's going to be really great. And then The Miz is going to come out of nowhere and sneak it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a dad now.
Oh, right. Oh, God. Can we have commentary focus on the shit in the ring and not 20 minutes of Miz talking about becoming a father? Please? Thank you? Please? I was very annoyed by that because Finn and Seth were having a classic. Okay, moving on.
I just thought you were going to... It was about Finn, so I was expecting 20 minutes, I was going to grab Finn Crestable.
Finn is going to win the match. And put this one I vote with my heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair will defend the SmackDown Women's Championship against the Streak of Asuka. The Streak is not really a thing, but you know.
So the winner is Carmella.
So this is another match I don't know what'll happen. Like, if there's a credible threat to Asuka's streak, it's Charlotte.
Right.
Asuka can murder anyone. I mean, I firmly believe Asuka will win, Carmella will cash in. End of streak. Instant, just nuclear heat.
I think that's what should happen.
That's what should... I agree. That's what should happen.
Because... not for anything, but the streak needs to end.
Oh, it's time. And to do it on that stage, in that spotlight, that's the right place to do it. So, I'm down with that.
And it just needs to end. I mean, it's nothing wrong with Asuka, but it's kind of almost taking away from her a little bit to the point where you just assume she's going to win every match now because the streak.
Right.
And it takes away from that.
Yeah. Like the mixed match challenge. You knew what was happening.
Especially when they specifically announced these matches count towards the streak. It's like, all right, they're winning.
Yep, they're going to win it all. Where am I on this list here? Oh boy, we're to the top matches now. Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon will take on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If Owens and Zayn win, they are immediately rehired to SmackDown Live. Daniel Bryan's back, Tom. Tom, I'm so excited. The pop he is going to get when he walks through the Titantron in his gear.
Good lord.
The roof is going to blow off of the Superdome, Silverdome, whichever one it is, brother. And it's going to be amazing.
Much love, HH.
Don't know where I am anymore, brother.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the huge pop when he goes in, and then us basically biting our lip as we watch every single bump that he takes.
Are you talking about Daniel or Shane? I'm more worried about Shane.
I'm not worried about Shane. He can die. That's fine.
Wow. Good God, Tom.
Die metaphorically.
Okay.
But
this is another match that I don't know what's going to happen.
Sammy and Kevin have to win, right?
Yeah, but you're not beating Daniel Bryan back in his first match. See, that's the interesting part of that. If it was Shane and anyone else, yeah, Kevin and Sammy are winning. Is Daniel Bryan going to turn on Shane here? That would be awesome, but at the same time, you're not turning Daniel Bryan heel at this point because no one will boo him.
That would be... So you say that would be awesome. That would be horrible. That would be the dumbest thing ever.
I mean, if he'd been wrestling for the last 2 years and it was time to kind of change up his character a little bit, yeah, hell yeah, I'd be down for it. It'd be awesome. This is the really bad time to do it.
Yeah, if you want to turn Shane, but turning Shane makes no sense.
No, because Shane's about to be off TV for a while anyway. He's got to go have his surgery and shit after Mania for his hernia. So
is Shane even wrestling?
Yes.
But is Shane even wrestling? That's the thing. Is he coming out? And
he's supposed to be. We'll see. He's a McMahon. He's batshit crazy. So who knows?
Vince takes over.
God damn it, son. Why are you so weak? I never loved you. This is my match now. God damn it.
You just shoved the hernia back in. Watch. I can do it.
I can do it without even. I just use my mind, Shane. Think about it, Shane. Push it back in with your brain. Yeah, push it in. Push it in hard.
It's good to be back, man.
I love shouting in Vince McMahon voice, wondering if my neighbors can hear me.
And then call the police on you again.
Anyway, I didn't get the police called on me. We thought somebody might be dead. Anyway, moving on. Where are we? I don't know what happens in this match either. At all.
Unless Owens and Zayn don't win.
And then they go to Raw. But,
right.
So, okay, cool. That's fine, too. It's time for another shakeup, anyway.
And that concerns me, because I have tickets to SmackDown, and I don't want... I don't want to lose all the people I want to see.
I know.
I mean, I've seen those guys. I've seen Sammy. I've seen Kevin.
Don't you wish this would have happened this past summer, though, so you could have been at SmackDown to experience the WWE Championship run of Jinder Mahal live and in person?
Sure.
I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Never know. When he wins the greatest rumble or whatever it is,
Right. Oh, Jesus, we can back in the same position. No! Hey, let's talk about a match that's not actually on the card for a second.
Okay.
And we'll start that discussion with another piece of pin mail.
I don't have to sing it again, right?
Yes, you do. We're making up for lost time.
Pin mail, pin mail, pin mail.
From our podcast brother from another mother, Derek Ressler. The hell is with the build to Cena Taker? Tom, I want you to give your thoughts, and as I told you before we start recording, I 100% have the answer.
Yeah, you have the answer, so. It's almost like the anti-swerve, or you're waiting for the thing to happen, because everybody is just, everybody concluded this like 6 months ago. So it's almost Russo-like booking where everybody Bro. Wants it and everyone assumes it's coming, so Bro. Swerve the swerve.
Bro! Yeah.
But,
So here's what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Are you finished?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Here's what's happening. We are in the network era, right? WWE no longer needs to worry about pay-per-view buys. Also, look at the ticket sales for the Mania event. Now, they were lagging a bit before Daniel Bryan announced he was coming back at Mania. And in the two, three weeks since then, it is, at this point, damn near a sellout. And will be a sellout by the time the show happens. So if you're WWE, what's the point in pulling the trigger on live TV to have The Undertaker come out to sell a pay-per-view that you don't have to sell to anyone at home because they're either already paying for the network or they can just get the shit for free by signing up for a trial. And you don't need to sell tickets to the building because it's already sold out. So there's no need to bring The Undertaker out. You can drag this on to where The Undertaker can somehow show up at WrestleMania and, oh my God, what does WWE do? They create moments. And what a bigger WrestleMania moment than The Undertaker appearing. Now, how they get to that, you know, there's a couple of different options, you know. Does Undertaker just show up and sees John Cena sitting in the 18th row since Cena has made it very clear he is there as a fan? Calls Cena out, Cena hops the barrier, match. It's one option. Another option, you know, Cena goes, you know what, they were really nice. They let me come out here to announce the attendance. The attendance is 70, blah, 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 blah. And whatever version of The Undertaker is going to come out, whether it's American Badass Undertaker or Dead Man Taker, whatever, he comes out, match starts. So there's options there. But the whole reason you haven't seen it on TV is because there's no reason to try to sell you on it. They don't need it to move tickets. They don't need it to move pay-per-view buys.
That's fair.
Yep. That's the whole reason.
Because you're right. They don't need something to dangle in front of you. It's WrestleMania. You were buying it anyway. You were going to see. No one's going, well,
WrestleMania.
I might go to WrestleMania.
No. The brand WrestleMania is what sells WrestleMania in Vince's eyes. And to the fans, too. It's WrestleMania. You're going for the experience of going to WrestleMania.
And there's a strong-ass card as it is.
Exactly, that's the other thing. And you've got big hooks. You've got the debut of Rousey. You've got the return of Daniel Bryan. They don't need to shoot this one right now. There's no reason to pull the trigger on the angle when you don't need to do that.
And I agree with you to the point where if Bryan doesn't come back, then
maybe it happens.
You pull this earlier, but
yeah,
Bryan comes back, and that was your thing. That was like your last selling point that you needed that got them over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to throw that and Taker coming back.
No, not at all. So, there you go. That's that match that doesn't actually exist. So let's talk about Rousey, because I just brought her up. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey take on Triple H and Shane McMahon in a Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. In a mixed tag team match.
Is it a tables match?
It's not. You would have thought, because Rowdy went through a table. But no. It's Stephanie McMahon's annual turn to get her ass kicked. That's fun.
I'm looking forward to whatever mechanical device they're using to get down to ringside this time. I mean, it's going to be another tricycle or...
The boss has got to put himself over. Which is such a great part of the story when you think about it. Like, he knows he owns the company, so who's going to have the best... You know, who's going to have the message? Well, damn it, it's going to be the boss, of course. It's just... It's so perfect with his character that that's been the case the last couple of years.
Yeah. I mean... Angle and Rousey obviously have to win.
Oh, yeah, duh. If there's one thing Triple H and Steph are good at, it's making sure they're putting the talent over. 100%.
You said that with a straight face.
I did, and I 100% mean it. In a situation like this...
Right.
You know what I mean. Then, of course, you know...
Booker T has no idea what you mean.
All right, well, Booker T didn't deserve to be WWE champion either in that situation, so sorry.
You were fine until you threw in the "in that situation." Well, you can easily say that he didn't deserve to be WWE champion, which is fine. But when you build the angle that they built, you can't.
Good guys lose sometimes. That's the angle. Period, Tom. Who gives a shit what was said before it? It's part of the story.
Thanks, Bruce Pritchard.
I 100% agree with all that shit he said on the podcast a couple weeks ago. I completely agree with it.
Okay.
Tom, what are we going to do with you? Anyway, yeah, Rousey and Angle are winning. Which leads to another pin mail question.
Pin mail.
Considering her from our good buddy Douchebag St. John, considering her disastrous week in interviews on ESPN and poor promo skills overall, how would you guys feel about turning Rousey heel, sticking her with Heyman, and basically making her a Lady Brock?
We have a Lady Brock. Her name is Asuka.
Exactly. We don't, yeah. There's no need for someone else in that role. That was my thought. Also, Rhonda will be fine. They need to just let Rhonda talk. Now, granted, she wasn't the strongest talker in UFC either. Right? That was never one of her strong suits. But, like, just let her talk. Stop. She obviously is not one to be able to read the shit they're writing for her very well.
So, but she's not the only one there.
True. There's several of them that need to be like, here are your bullet points, go. Roman? Well, Roman's problem is if they wrote him good stuff, he could deliver it better. But he went through that period where they had no clue how to write for Roman Reigns. And they were making him do nursery rhymes. The current writing for him,
suck at that.
Yeah, the current writing for him has been good. But yeah. I don't know. I don't want to see her with Heyman. I want to see her with Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey, baby. Woo, yeah.
It's so perfect.
Just the megaphone going.
Isn't it, though? Just think about it for a second. Just picture it.
Or just jacket with big Ronda faces all over it.
Or you pull the ultimate coup. You throw every dollar you have at Dana White, and he shows up to talk for her every once in a while. That would be fun. That would be fun as hell. But,
Heyman, I don't think Heyman works with her anyway.
No, I don't think, and I also don't Heyman's think you turn not... her heel, because she's going to be too hella over. Ride the wave, ride the money.
And Heyman's not a magician either. I mean, people look at Brock, and it's because he and Brock have an actual real life connection.
Right.
And he can put that over, but Heyman can't talk for everyone.
Let's look at Heyman with Curtis Axel. Let's look at Heyman with Cesaro. That failed. All of this failed.
Because it has to be the right fit. And to have him just reading basically the same promos, but taking out Brock's name and putting in Rousey isn't going to work.
No.
She works fine on her own. Even if she's not necessarily cutting the best promos in the world, it doesn't matter because her name is her promo.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, just don't have her talk. When Ronda does her intense little stare, that's all she needs to do. That's all she needs.
She seems to have gotten past the awkward smiling.
Finally. No, she's going to be... You know Sunday she's going to be so smiley. Smiling, yeah. Ronda Rousey.
But I kind of liked the how her face kind of turns. Like, and that she can turn that into, like, that smile and... Oh, I'm friendly. It's great to be here. And then just like,
I'm going to fucking murder you.
The switch turns off and it's like, you know, goes all Festus once the bell rings.
Did you also see how her face changed when she got put through the table Monday night? Did you see the meme that was floating around?
No.
So I'm going to say the sentence of the meme and then you'll immediately be able to see the image of what her face looked like in your head. But it was the picture of her on her back after she's been put through the table, and it was captioned, "Did I leave the stove on?" And it was perfect. That, like, I'm asking myself a question in my head, kind of looking up, like, into the front of my brain. Yeah. Ronda needs work. But,
to be honest, that's an accurate face. Because, like, if you're the baddest bitch on the planet and fucking Stephanie McMahon puts you through a table, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Stephanie put her ass through that table too. That was good. Yeah. That was good work. I was real proud of Steph.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Lost my headset. Like, that's not good while trying to do a podcast. Good lord. I just like fell off my head. Hey, we're back. That was fun.
You missed the important thing that I just said.
Oh, what was it?
No, it's too late. I'm not going to repeat it.
Damn it. Let's see. I think there's only one match left. Nope, there's two matches left. AJ Styles will defend the WWE Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Why will this be the match of the night, Tom?
Because it's the match that, quote, all you marks wanted, end quote.
Oh, I'm so excited. New Japan World, for their free match this week, does have AJ and Shinsuke from Wrestle Kingdom 9, by the way.
9 or 10?
10. Sorry. It was 10.
Yeah, if you're not paying the 999 yen for that,
one, you're an idiot. It's free. Yeah, it's free. It's free on YouTube, too, I think they put it up there. But if you want a little preview, go watch that. I'm so excited for this. And this is another match I'm like, AJ retains? Awesome. Shinsuke wins. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see the match. That's all I care about.
I just want everybody to be healthy. I mean, when I heard AJ got hurt a couple of weeks ago, it's like, no.
Yep, and he confirmed he did. It was obviously something minor because he's been working, so all is well.
And the whole mind games thing the last couple of weeks with Nakamura threatening to... Kinshasa, and
yeah, I've liked this build
this week with the AJ and the forearm. Yeah,
so who's gonna,
this is gonna be fun?
Who's gonna win? Who's walking home with the most prestigious title in professional sports entertainment?
I think AJ retains it.
Okay, I just feel like the time is right for Shinsuke because I feel like AJ's gonna get moved to Raw.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
I feel the time is right for that. Because my thought is, what else does he have to do on SmackDown, you know?
have him go to Raw with his good brothers and cause a little AJ versus Balor.
Oh.
The club explodes.
Don't even, Tom. Tom, don't tease me like that.
That might be fun.
That would be fun. I'm going to pick Shinsuke. Then the main event of the evening, the coronation of Roman Reigns continues for, what, the fourth year in a row? As he takes on Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship.
God damn it, you'll like it.
Reigns is going to win.
Yeah.
This match is going to be 5 minutes too long. Not too terribly long, but at the end we'll be like, yeah, it could have been a little shorter. Mostly because by the time it ends, it'll be midnight.
And it won't be Roman's fault.
No. Roman, we've talked about this numerous times on this program. Roman's a good wrestler. So, it's going to be the way this match is set up and structured for them. That's going to be the issue. He's going to get booed to shit when he comes out. I just want the belt to be on TV every week again.
Yeah. And I mean, I think in that, and I don't know if that's what's actually getting him over with me right now, is that I just want Brock to lose that belt.
It's been
a
year.
So I'm gonna pop when Roman takes it.
Yeah. And Roman for the last year as a total package has been outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed this before too, that people are booing and they don't know why the hell they're booing at this point, except they've been trained to boo.
It's the same reason everybody sings John Cena sucks. It's just because that's what you do when you go to a live event.
Especially if kids like him. If kids like him,
yeah,
and women like him, damn it, I can't like him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the thing.
I'm a goddamn wrestling fan.
Yeah. Work rate.
What?
No, not you.
Oh.
Look, he's not Kenny Omega. He wouldn't survive in the Tokyo Dome. Shut up. Fucking neckbeards. Anyway, that's WrestleMania, folks. The showcase of the Immortals. Do you want to run through TakeOver real quick?
We can go through that real quick. Right, I don't know how long we're running.
Here we go. Oh, we're running.
We're running
hour,
long.
Like an hour. Whatever. It's WrestleMania. Who gives a shit? Strap in, kids. It's Thursday of WrestleMania week, and you're starting off with us. Yeah. You're in for the long haul anyway.
It's the ultimate thrill ride.
It's not. That was last year, Tom.
They haven't let me off yet.
It just keeps going. I'm experiencing nausea. The new North American Championship will be in play in a ladder match.
I will need to interrupt real quickly. Have you seen that belt?
It is so pretty.
Oh,
I love. The internet was very divided on that belt, but I absolutely love it.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking marks. That is a beautiful. It is a tribute to the history of belts.
Yeah, I love it. Like the mahogany kind of colored strap and the round plates. Oh,
it is a brand new belt that looks like it's been around for 40 years.
I know. I love it. Adam Cole, baby, versus EC3 versus Killian Dane versus Lars Sullivan versus the one and only Ricochet versus the Velveteen Dream. It's either going to be... It's probably going to be Ricochet. Could be Adam Cole, baby. But...
Adam Cole's got to wrestle two matches, man.
I know, that's why I'm thinking it's not Adam Cole. Could be EC3 as well. But probably Ricochet. Give him all the gold. Give Ricochet all the gold, Hunter. Hunter, I know you're listening. Paul, I know you're listening too.
But it's like, I look at all of them and I go, you're not putting a belt on Killian Dane.
Not putting a belt on Lars Sullivan.
God, I hope not.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool. For like a week.
Yeah.
Well, no. So he could win it. He could win it Saturday night and then lose it in the, when he has to defend it Sunday morning. Because this title will be defended Sunday morning at Access.
You can't give it the Velveteen Dream because if he wins the title, he's going to change the color of it and he's going to mess up the belt anyway.
No, he should just win the Cruiserweight Championship and be done with it.
That works.
Yeah.
But then you have either Adam Cole,
Baby,
who's like fighting two matches to begin with, or you have two people who are just coming into the company in EC3 and Ricochet. Like, for basically your first match with the company, you're putting a title on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those three. It's either Adam Cole, EC3, or Ricochet.
I guess it's the point that they're already established, and this isn't, you know, this isn't the olden days where workers would come in and we wouldn't acknowledge that they had any kind of history, that they were brand new coming in. Like, who's this newcomer that's been wrestling for 15 years? It's like, no, we understand EC3 is a former world champion. Mm-hmm. We know that Ricochet is a former, you know,
champion.
Yes. We acknowledge that Adam Cole is a former champion. Like,
yeah,
these are three people that have held prestigious titles before, just not with the company that they're with right now.
Yep. My pick is Ricochet. The Poom.
I'll go with the EC3 because why not?
Okay. Speaking of Adam Cole, baby's other match, the Undisputed Era, will defend the NXT Tag Team Championships in the Dusty Road Tag Team Classic Final 2.0 against the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. There's no reason for the Authors of Pain to win.
Right.
Please get them out of NXT. Please. For their sake. It's time. They're ready. There's also no reason for Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne to win this. I mean, it'd be cool, but why? Right? So this is a retention.
And if it's a retention, then Adam Cole definitely isn't.
You could make him a smarmier ass heel than ever with him holding two belts. He would.
Yeah.
If there's one person that would be great with two belts and just be a dick about it, it's Adam Cole.
Yeah. But yeah, the whole Roddy Strong, Pete Dunne team is just kind of weird. I mean, it's there to provide a great match, but
yeah. Yeah, they don't need to win it. Ember Moon will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler. I fully expect Shayna Baszler to murder Ember Moon. Because it's time for Ember Moon to come up.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
I do not disagree with you there. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I could have said something else.
Adrian Cien Almas will defend the NXT Championship against Aleister Black. I could see this being a title change and a call-up. Easily.
Yeah. Almas is ready.
Yep.
Almas has been ready, really.
Almas has been ready since Vega got with him. Okay.
Yeah.
And it has to be the package that comes up.
Yeah.
And then, I know it's not the main event, but in the main event of the evening, Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa in an unsanctioned match. I hope Johnny Wrestling fucking murders that bastard.
I'm so looking forward to this match.
This match is real to me. Kill him. Kill him, Johnny. And I fully believe Johnny will. I mean, the swerve here is if he doesn't, yeah, he's banned from NXT, but oh my god, look, he's on Raw Monday night.
So it's almost like if you truly love Johnny Gargano, you want him to lose here.
No, I want him to beat that fucker Ciampa. Sorry. Anyway, that's NXT TakeOver. Watch it. It'll be good.
It will be good.
I think for once, Mania will beat TakeOver. For the first time. It's going to be close. It's going to be real tight. It's going to be a real big fight. And having the 7 hours of Mania is to its detriment. But.
Right.
It's going to be real tight. Other prominent shows happening this weekend. Ring of Honor has their Super Card of Honor show that goes head-to-head with NXT TakeOver. With the
speaking of main events of anger building.
Right, yep. Cody versus Kenny. That's happening there. And then the ROH World title match, Dalton Castle versus Marty Scurll. That'll be fun.
So, in that main event, in the Cody versus Kenny match, is it going to be the clusterfuck that I think it's going to be?
Oh.
Or is it going to be a straight-up match?
Oh, it's going to 100% be a schmoz the entire way through. And it should be!
Or pretty much every member of Bullet Club comes in and has to make a decision.
Yep, one at a time. It'll be glorious.
Although it seems like most of Bullet Club has kind of leaned Kenny at this point. There, Cody's pretty much pissed off most everybody except Skrull and Hangman Page.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where the Tokyo Pimp sits on the fence here. I don't know that anyone cares where the Tokyo Pimp sits on the fence here.
I like how the most common tag team partner outside of Kenny for Kota Ibushi happens to be like Chase Owens.
Yeah. Right?
He's just like kind of walking in like, I don't know. Okay. It seems.
Yep.
I'm getting matches.
Cool. Speaking of Kenny and Kota Ibushi, they're tagging against Chuck Taylor, Chucky T, and a mystery opponent at the WrestleCon Super Show on the 5th, which is tomorrow night. Tonight, Thursday night, 9:30, WrestleCon Super Show.
Have you seen Chucky T's schedule?
I'm sure it's crazy.
That he posted on Twitter yesterday. Wednesday, April 4th, Bourbon Street, drunk, gonna try to punch only Larkin. Thursday, April 4th, Bourbon Street, drunk, might get a prosto.
Okay.
Friday, April 4th, Bourbon Street, drinking, possibly experimenting with some of Greg's surgery drugs. Saturday, April 5th, Bourbon Street, gonna try to kiss one of the New Japan hunks. Sunday, April 6th, probably watching WrestleMania on somebody's phone in a hotel room drunk. Monday, April 7th, fly home, enter rehab.
God bless Chuck Taylor.
All right, he goes, also wrestling Thursday at WrestleCon, Friday at RevPro, Saturday at ROH. Also, me and Greg are shooting interviews all weekend with some of your least favorite wrestling personalities. Also, I might eat breakfast with Drew Gulak. Okay, bye.
That'll be fun. Let's see. Also on the SuperCon, the WrestleCon Super Show, Jeff Cobb versus Ishii.
Oof.
Big man wrestling. And Penta Ohm versus Joey Janela, who also has a crazy schedule this weekend. Well, more on Joey Janela later. Friday night, which is the 6th, yes, 9 p.m., live on Twitch, Impact versus Lucha Underground. Yep.
Talk about the big match here.
Yep. Johnny Mundo versus Johnny Impact.
Nope, that's not the one I'm talking about.
That's a match on this card, though.
Okay.
The I Quit match between Sami Callihan and Eddie Edwards,
which is going to be a hell of a match.
Yes,
but
it's actually Jeremiah Crane in the match. It's weird. Anyway,
okay.
Scrolling down. Let's see what else is going on.
You haven't mentioned the best match on that card.
I was looking at. I don't know. Not the article I'm looking at. Give me the match.
Just. Announced 7 hours ago, Dave Christ and Jay Christ tagging to face the tag team of Teddy Hart.
Oh no!
And Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner.
ladies and gentlemen, this is live and free for your entertainment Friday night on twitch.tv/impactwrestling.
Holla, if you hear me.
Oh my god. let's see. Oh, the Rev Pro Show, Friday at 4, features Tanahashi and Juice Robinson versus two vanilla midgets from the UK. That's cool. Looks like Suzuki's on that show too. Progress has their show at noon on Friday, but that you won't be able to watch that till it goes up on Demand Progress.
Can I tell you how much I enjoy Suzuki's Instagram account?
It's wonderful. Everything about him is wonderful.
It's fascinating to me because here's a person that I watch. You know, I go to New Japan World and I watch him and he scares the living shit out of me.
Yep.
And then I look at his Instagram feed and I'm like, I want to hang out with this dude.
Right?
And it's like his fedora would fall off and then I realize, oh dear God, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Then he puts the fedora back on and be like, oh, hey.
It's yes. Weird.
Sorry.
You're fine. Here are the two shows I'm most looking forward to. These are both backed by Game Changer Wrestling. The first one is Matt Riddle Bloodsport, which is the 5th, Thursday, 3 p.m. All right. And it's on Smart Mark's, I think it's on Fight TV as well. But it is Matt Riddle's Bloodsport. So it's a Matt Riddle named show, which is fucking badass. But the whole idea is it's all a bunch of shoot matches. So three of the matches are knockout or submission only. Two matches are no ropes, no pinfalls.
But will anyone have to dip their hands in, like, goo and then roll it in glass? And
no, hopefully not.
Well,
the main event is Low-Key versus Matt Riddle. And that's one of the knockout or submission only matches. That'd be fun.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And then, of course, Friday night at just before midnight, 11:55 p.m., what was the highlight of the indie schedule last year is back again. Joey Janela's Spring Break 2.
Which I will only watch if it's in, like, 8-bit glory.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen any of the match announcements on Joey Janela's Twitter, please go look for them. They're amazing. Top two matches on this show are James Ellsworth versus Matt Riddle. So, you know, that's a thing. And the main event is Joey Janela himself taking on the great Sasuke.
Sure.
Because why the fuck not?
Did you see that James Ellsworth is a champion?
Oh, yes. He's the intergender champion.
No, but he just recently won tag titles.
Oh, shit. That was it. No, really good for him.
Yes. And you'll never guess who his tag team partner was.
Oh, God, who? Oh, Gil Berg.
Yes. Saw that.
Yes, okay, I remember now. Dwayne Gill. And if you truly need to watch something weird as shit for no reason at midnight on Saturday night after NXT TakeOver ends, Kaiju Big Battle will be live on Twitch.
I don't even know what that is.
It's all the wrestlers that are in giant, like, kaiju costumes.
Oh,
and the ring is like a tiny city.
You told me about that before.
Yes. Live on Twitch this year.
I may have to check that out.
Yes, midnight, Saturday night, or 11:55 or whatever. But, yeah, man. And, of course, Evolve has a ton of shows, and the Evolve guys and the Progress guys are at Access, and it's crazy. It's the best week of the year, Tom.
Is Vader Scott at rest?
Probably somewhere. Who the hell knows?
Because wherever she's wrestling, then that's where it's best.
I don't see. I know Shimmer has a show. I don't see her on this quick little like blurb about Shimmer.
I did not realize she was that tight with Ember Moon.
Oh yeah. Well, because they came up together. So cool, man. WrestleMania week. It's here. So next week, when we go another hour and 20 minutes picking apart all this shit.
Yes.
You're fully ready.
Just tune in just solely for JC ranting about whatever Finn had to do that he didn't want him to do.
Hey, I haven't done that in weeks, okay?
Mostly
because we haven't recorded in weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, tell the beautiful people where they can find you on the internet.
Go to the Twitter machine at Mr. Workrate, at MR Workrate. I've been on Facebook lately, but not to actually communicate with people, so don't bother. I've got other alternate accounts that I use to get around people who block me on Twitter, but I'm not going to tell you those because then that ruins the fun.
Right. You can find me on all social media platforms at JC Bobbitt, JCBOBBITT, where I will be highly active this weekend, I'm sure. But we'll also both be really active on at CheatersNeverPin on Twitter, CheatersNVRPin. Probably tweeting about all the wrestling we're watching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on Facebook. You can give us a big blue thumbs up there, CheatersNeverPin. And wherever you are, rate, review, subscribe, like, whatever it is. We appreciate it because we're back.
Absolutely.
Finally. I feel like we keep saying that. But here we are.
You have to kind of like confirm that because
we're back.
Were kind of back a couple weeks ago. And then
my life completely got jacked up again.
Yeah.
That's cool. It happens. But anyway, it's WrestleMania week, folks. Enjoy it. Remember to sit back and remember why you're a wrestling fan this week.
Wrestling's fun.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week to break down everything that will happen in the next, like, 7 days. Because pretty much from tomorrow at noon on, there's nothing but wrestling. It's just fantastic.
Enjoy it. Enjoy wrestling, because this is what we live for.
Yes. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and sign off. It's great to be back in your ear holes. And we'll be back next week. So I'm JC.
I'm Tom.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.